The COVID-19 pandemic threatens the financial future of many universities, and historically black colleges are among the most vulnerable. As Liz Schlemmer reports, Congress has responded with additional aid for HBCUs.
Maria Lumpkin was drawn to St. Augustine's University years ago. She remembers driving through campus in Raleigh as a prospective student and seeing the historic stone chapel built by students in 1895.
I fell in love with the campus, and I fell in love with the spirit of the people that were there.
Now she fosters that spirit of community as her alma mater's newest president. She looks forward to her students' return to campus in August.
I can't hug them, but I can do some elbow knocks with them. But I can't wait until my students get back.
Lumpkin became interim president of St. Augustine's in March, just as the gravity of the pandemic was taking hold.
These past few months presented lots of challenges unlike any we've seen.
Rodriguez Murray is a lobbyist with the United Negro College Fund, an organization that represents private HBCUs, including St. Augustine's. He jumped into emergency mode on March 12th.
The president of one of our colleges and universities called me at 9 o'clock that evening and said that if they don't get help because of the conditions of this pandemic, that college expects to be in the hole between $2 and $4 million this year.
As a group, HBCUs are up against many financial challenges. They've been historically underfunded. Generations of wealth inequality for Black Americans have left HBCUs with smaller endowments. They serve a high percentage of low-income students, and the private colleges generally rely more on tuition revenue. For some HBCUs, the cost of the pandemic could threaten their survival.
We've been through the Great Depression. We've been through Jim Crow and segregation. The institutions have no desire to fold now.
Three HBCUs have closed since the last recession. Others, including St. Augustine's and Bennett College in North Carolina, have risked losing their accreditation due to finances. With high stakes in mind, Murray joined forces with North Carolina Congresswoman Alma Adams.
One of the things that I pledged to do when I came to Congress was to continue to support the schools that supported me.
Adams is herself a first-generation graduate of North Carolina A&T State University and a former faculty member at Bennett College. North Carolina's HBCUs graduate more students than those of any other state, and Adams counts these students among her constituents. She and others pushed Congress to help HBCUs, and they responded with an unprecedented level of aid, about $1.4 billion.
I mean, and I still worry because this certainly has been a big boost for our schools. But it's not all that they need.
Still, Murray says this is more than HBCUs have received in past crises.
We have a history of getting targeted resources to the schools. Never this big and never this fast.
This is huge for us.
Lumpkin says the CARES Act assistance to St. Augustine's University was more than doubled thanks to the additional aid for HBCUs.
Without that funding, we would certainly not have the resources to be able to support the shift.
St. Augustine's will spend most of that on technology, and they're not alone. Peggy Valentine is the interim chancellor of Fayetteville State University. She recalled a student who was sharing one laptop with her four school-age children.
These are challenges that many of our students, especially African-American students from low-income communities, face on a daily basis, having to make do with limited resources.
Without the extra aid, the university might have had to dig into operational funds to meet its students' needs. That could lead to layoffs, which Valentine hopes to avoid.
If we continue to receive the amount of appropriations from the states we have in the past few years, then we will be okay.
State taxes are projected to take a huge hit this year, but the legislature has historically funded the UNC system at levels above other southern states. Without that safety net, private colleges will have a harder time. President Lumpkin says so far fall enrollment looks good, but she doesn't know yet how much the pandemic will cost her university.
I will say this, we will spend all the money that we have and more.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.